Kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le tshona njani mthwakazo muhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 kuNcwabakazi 2018 ngontungamili inkomo.
Lokhu kuphambanise ukuhambela phambili kwembuthano lo obonakale ongasayenzakali njengoba kade sekugcwele amapholisa ebaxotsha epaki.
Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo nguntungamili inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe namuhla phezu kodaba lokhetho.
Kuzimo ukuthi engubaba welizwe akhulume amazwi anjalo, yinikwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke lo mhlaba wonke ukhangelele ukuthi uyiwe ecourt. Kuhle kutshengeliswe sobala ukuthi njengoba yena engayehlukanisi ikhodi laye ukuthi ikhodi nguye.
Amapholisa avimba umbuthano wokuthandazela abahluli kudaba lokuphikiswa kwempumela yokhetho. Kuwaza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lo Mr. Kwara Kwara o DJ Bongs wakwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa njalo eyisiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe ngamapholisa eHarare namuhla esetheswa icala lokuphazamisa ukwethulwa impumela yokhetho yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Yiqwetha lakhe umnumzana Obey Shaba uthi umnumzana Komichi uzalala esitokisini njalo amiswe emthethwandaba kusasa. Amapholisa avimbe ukuqhotsha komthandazo obuqoqwe ngenjongo yokuthandazela abahloli abazathetha udaba lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli olukhwezwe ngomkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lokunye okunenginengi obuza kwenzelwa endaweni yokukwetshisela eHarare Gardens. Lokhu kwenzakala kulandela ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aphikisa isicelo sikaChamisa awethulwe ngomgcinisihlalo wogatsha lwezokhetho iZEC unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba, yena othi kalulahlwe udaba lukaChamisa. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Awusaqhutshwa ngalumthandazo obekumele uqale ngehola lethumi ekuseni ngoba amapholisa ehle ayagombolozela inkundla yeHarare Gardens. Lumbuthano ubukhokhelwa ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Divine Destiny uBishop Anselim Magaya okuyingxenye yomanyano weMAM ogoqela inhlanganiso ezithi United Citizens Alliance UCA, Zimbabwe Divine Destiny ZDD kanye lePrayer Network of Zimbabwe PNZ. Lumsakazo okhulumisane loMagaya eHarare Gardens lapho bekunyakazela khona amapholisa indawana yonke.
The politicians to remove their hands from the judicial system to make sure that they allow these guys to do their job. We want
to abezombusazwe behlukane lokungenela kwezemthethwandaba bavumele abakulolu hlangothi ukuba benze umsebenzi wabo kungekho ukuphazanyiswa. Sifuna ususwe umbuso wabakubutho elizweni ngoba sesibona ukuba ilizwe selibuyele kumbuso owawukhona ngesikhathi kaMgabe. Siyakwala khonoko. Sithandazela ukulandelwa komthetho. Siyazi bakhona ababulawa mahlayana, bebulawa ngabakubutho, ngoba ma igazi elimculwa lithe lachithwa nje, siba ngabathukiwe.
Omunye wabalwela ilungelo loluntu lenhlalakahle kaZulu elizweni, umnumzana Charles Nyoni, usole lokhu kwenza kwabasesipholiseni.
Lokhu kuphambanise ukuhambela phambili kwembuthano lo obonakale ungasayenzakali njengoba kade sekugcwele amapholisa ebaxotsha epaki njalo nezimota zabo lezi ezamanzi ababayo. Lokhu kutshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende wakuleli uzimisele ngandlela zonke ukuthi aphazamise indawo zonke ezibuthana abantwana baseZimbabwe, njalo lokhu ayekutsho khona ngesilungu ukuthi ilizwi labantwana beZimbabwe ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, kakuqakathekisi njalo kakulandeli.
Unyoni uthi osekusenzakala akuhambelani lenkulumo kahulumende okhona ukuba uzalalela okuthiwa nguZulu.
Lokhu nje into edanisayo njalo into emangalisayo sibili, ngoba yena ubephakathi kokudidizela ukuthi azisikise ukuthi yena ungumhlobo oshiyeneyo kulolo amkhiphayo esikhundleni ngemuva kwabo kokungenisa amasotsha emgwaqweni.
Lokhu kwenzakala umgcini sihlalo weZEC uChigumba ethule amaphepha aphikisa isicelo sikaChamisa esisemthethwandaba weConstitutional Court esokuphikisa impumela yokhetho. UChigumba uvumile ukuba kule nkulungwane zamavoti ezaphiwa uMongameli Mnangagwa zimele ziye kuChamisa, kodwa uthi amavoti la awangekenza ukuba uChamisa abe nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngalokho uthi asilahlwe isicelo sikaChamisa ngoba sethulelwa umthethwandaba amalanga avunywa ngumthetho esedlule. Umthethwandaba uzaqala ukuhlaziya lolu daba ngolwesithathu oluzayo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Kunjalo nje amagqwetha kwele South Africa adumileyo athi umnumzana Dali Mpofu lo mnumzana Thembeka Ncuka iThobi sebefikile eZimbabwe ukuya kuba yingxenye yamagqwetha kamnumzana Nelson Chamisa kudaba lwakhe lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli. Ababili laba bafike eHarare namuhla ekuseni. Umthethwandaba uzaqala ukuthetha udaba lolu mhla ka-22 kuyona le inyanga. Umkhokheli weKolishi leUniversity of Zimbabwe uVice Chancellor Levinyakura semiswe umsebenzi ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa phezu kwecala aletheswayo elokupha unkosikazi Grace Mgabe isicoco sePhD ngobukopokopo. UNyakura uke wabotshelwa leli cala ngonhlolanja kodwa waphanga wakhululwa waqhubeka esesikhundleni sakhe. Kepha uMnangagwa uthi uNyakura kamelanga abe semsebenzini andubana ahlanjwe inkantolo nxa ilokumhlamba.
Yebo, 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 mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekusenda ntambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ubeFacebook ngokukhasi leVOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele-VOA-Debele.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla utshele umhlangano womanyano wamazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika owe-SADC Summit kwele Namibia ukuthi ufuna ele Zimbabwe lingabheki emuva kodwa liqhubekele phambili ngokuthuthukisa ilizwe kanye lokusebenzelana lamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwenzakala abakhokheli bamabandla aphikisayo sebekhweze udaba emthethwandaba bephikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli ukhetho olwenziwe ngenyanga edluleyo lapho umongameli Mnangagwa ancinte khona umkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Umongameli Mnangagwa ubonge iziphathamandla ze-SADC leze-African Union ezazihlola indlela ukhetho obeluqhutshwa ngayo eZimbabwe ngokuvumelana ukuthi belukhululekile lanxa kukhona okumbalwa okufanele kulungisiswe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Albert Mhlanga isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance kodwa okhuluma ezimele.
Kuzima ukuthi umuntu oyindoda engubaba welizwe akhulume amazwi anjalo, yini ekwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke lomhlaba wonke ukhangelele ukuthi kuyiwe ekhodi, ikhodi bonke abantu bayithemba. Kuhle kutshengelise sobala ukuthi njengoba yena engayehlukanisa ikhodi laye ukuthi ikhodi nguye ukhona phana nje nge-through nge-process ye-election. Uma ungabona umuntu engasahloniphi i-election ukuthi anike i-due process ye-election engu-president, kuzaba nzima kakhulu eZimbabwe. Lanxa ethuwinile akula ngitsho othokozileyo ngitsho bona labe abezano PF akula ngitsho ngahlangana laye ethuthokozile. La yena unganxa umkhangele nje ebusweni bakhe lenkulumo zakhe uyambona nje ukuthi ngumuntu odanileyo. So kutsho ukuthi i-next 5 years sonke sizaqhubeka lokho kudana okunjengakhonokho. Ikukhuluma nje kwendoda iziqinisa nje kodwa ibona ubunzima ehlangana lawo. Ezekonomi, ezelizwe, ezomnotho ngiyakutshela azisoze zisukume kusukisela kusonesi sikhathi kuze kuthi 5 years. La inyakwazi njengendoda kazimiselanga ngokuqondana lakho ikukhuluma nje kwendoda nje isiqinisa.
Ubona ingani labo abathi ukhetho belikhululekile bengalincedisa ilizwe na?
Lokho abantu babekutsho bekhangelela ukuthi engxenye kuzaba lokutshitsha, kukhangelela ukuthi kuzaba lokutshitsha kwama-reforms lendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngasho. Bonile abantu bedutshulwa phambi kwabo, babuye bezoinvesta bebona abantu bebulawa kanje. Even ukufa komuntu oyedwa nje edutshulwa lesosha umhlaba wonke yinto nje emangalisayo. Kuyakhanya nje ukuthi abaningi lancwadi bebuya hhayi sokunje sebeyokuvalelisana lade eZimbabwe bethi hhayi abantu beZimbabwe labotshiwenga labonangakhwa kabazibonile bazabona kwelizayo, kamboni lutho oluzakuphumelela. Lapho nje uyabazi abantu bonke abakhokheli i-Afrika abaningi ukuthi vele bahlezi manzonzo abantu befuna ukubakhipha. So bayazama ukuthi lowo omunye umngane wabo nxa ethe wakhitshwa labo bamsekeli. Ungakhanyela nje owethu lowo Ramaphosa layo uyambona ukuthi hhayi uthwele nzima khona ngale abantu labo bayamsula, kodwa uyenzela ukuthi abaphambanise bebaningi umhlaba i-Afrika yonke nje. Nabantu nje abazama ukuvikelana nje ukuthi umfowethu lanxa ephambanisa hhayi singabantu esihamba nqola yini. So kabafuni ukwehlukana, bafuna ukuthi basibuse ngocuku beyisiqumbi bebambile.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance kodwa lapha obekhuluma elilunga elizimeleyo. Esecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukhetho ikakhulumumo oselizweni kulandela lolu khetho ompumela olulempumela esibangele ukuphikisana phakathi kukamnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa owezanu PF. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Ngesikhathi umthethwandaba uthonisisa owayengumgcinisihlalo womkhankaso kamongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika umnumzana Paul Manafort, uTrump uthi kalumphathi kuhle lolu daba. uhulumende wemelika sethu sele eletheki ngezijeziso zenotho kulandela ukubotshwa komunye umfundisi owetheswa icala lokukhokhela umvukela owawuzama ukususa umongameli Erdogan ngomnyaka ka-2016. Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa soluxwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezafaka izicelo zamaZimbabwe exemption permits zisebenzisa amapasipoti amadala ukuthi zilethe amatsha ngoba nxa kungenjalo ngeke ziwathole lawo ma-permits. Kubika uBenedictine Hlapo kwele South Africa.
Encwadini ebhalwe ilolu gatsha lubhalele umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uMnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena, luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane 1000 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi e-ZEP zisebenzisa amapasipoti amadala asephelelwe isikhathi. UMabhena uthi lolu gatsha lukhuthaza abangakathatha amapasipoti amatsha ukuthi bebe sebekwenzile lokhu kusiyaphela inyanga kaMfumfu.
Labo bantu bayacelwa ukuthi amapassport amatsha bawahambise kumahhofisi we-VFS. Nxa kusehlula lokho kabasoze bawathola ama-permit abo. Bathi njalo ama-permit wonke kuzaphela ngo-end of October ukuthi abantu bathole ama-permit abo.
Lolu gatsha luthi seluthumele izixwayiso lezi kunombolo zabomakhalekhukhwini abaziphiwa yilaba bantu kodwa bayincosana asebephendulile. Ulabe zimapha abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili abafaka izicelo zamaphemithi la kusukela ngompandula nyakenye. Abanye sebawathola kade kusasele izinkulungwane zabantu abangakatholi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Nomalanga Dlamini uthi sebelinde baze badela.
Amaphemithi la sithethe isikhathi esithi ukuthi aphume masikhumbela la last time. And sesibambelele ukwenza izinto eziningi ngoba silokhu silindile. Lawa kuthiwa akaphuma wabo ama-passport a-expire. Kuzoba inconvenience, kumele baye ekhaya bayethatha ama-passport balindele aphume bajike lapha. Izimali zakhona bayazithatha ngapha belungiselela ukuya ekhaya and umnyaka usuphelile.
Lolu gatsha luthi kwamanje sekuphiwe amaphemithi azinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisishiyagalombili 80,000. Kanti-ke impendulo zalawa aseleyo zizatholakala kubanini bawo kungakapheli inyanga kaMfumfu. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedictine Hlapo.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, imidlalo yenguqu esigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lechumi lamachumi amabili lambili kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo kulomdlalo wokugobhozisa amathe enkundleni eluvivi esedolobheni lakobulawayo, lapho iqembu lechikenini lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni yemiklomelo elizemukela elenkezi Platinum Stars owilo elihlezi endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Iqembu lechikenini lile miklomelo ngamachumi amane kuthi elenkezi lilamachumi amane lesikhombisa. Kweminye imidlalo ekhona kusasa, iqembu leNitruth lizadlala lele Highlanders ngase-Ascot. Iqembu leRentals lizadibana lele Cape United enkundleni yeRofaro. Iqembu leFC Platinum owilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lizemukela iqembu leChapungu ngaseMandava, kuthi iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizangqikelana lele Bulawayo City ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ekhuluma nentatheli zindaba zemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBeki Themba Ndlovu uthe ukhangelele ukuba iqembu lakhe liphendukele emiklomelo yenileyo livela esikolweni.
After the coach against Platinum, the spirit
ngemva kokudlala kuhle sidlala leqembu leFC Platinum, abafana balokuzithemba okuthile njalo sikhangelele ukuyadlala kuhle leqembu leBlack Rhinos. Okumele sikunanzelele khathesi ukuba okuse umqoka okuqakathekileyo asikho kudlala kuhle kodwa yikuthola imiklomelo. Yikho sizakuya eHarare sisiyadinga ukudlala kuhle siphenduke le miklomelo elungileyo.
Ngesonto iqembu leMtare City Rovers lizadlala lele Shapani Mine ngaseVengere. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizemukela ele Harare City ngaseLuvivi. Iqembu leDynamos lizadlala lele ZPC Kariba enkundleni yeRofaro, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana lele Yada ngaseKipo. Sikhangele umdlalo kaKhilikithi. umncintiswano wespaponsa 2020 Cricket League uqhubekela phambili kulimpela sonto ngemva kokudedela iKF lokunanza amaqhawe yalwela inkululeko yelizwe leZimbabwe njalo kulimpela viki kuzadlalwa ngomgqibelo langensonto. Ngomgqibelo yikho lapho kuzadlalwa khona imidlalo ezacacisa ukuba yiwaphi amaqembu badlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano esesemifinal. Njalo iqembu leBlazers elihlezi endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo lizadlala leli Raptors elihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni, kuthi eleBajers okuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lizadlala leli Tigers elihlezi endaweni yesine, kuthi umdlalo wokucina wangomgqibelo uzakuba phakathi kweqembu leSabres okuyilo elijenge amanye amaqembu engalaneni yemiklomelo lisendaweni yesithupha, njalo lizadlala leli Hawks elihlezi endaweni yesihlanu. Amaqembu azabe ehlezi endaweni yezimbili ezingaphansi kwengalane azadibana emidlalweni okudinga iqembu elizaphutsha imidlalo lisendaweni yesihlanu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lomculi wakwele South Africa uMr. Gwaragwara uDJ Bongz phela yena ocula iHouse. Unofundo mkize we Studio 7 uDibanelo DJ Bongz wasethulela loludaba.
Weni umuntu ugqugquzela ukuthi aphuphe njalo ekholelwe kulawo maphupho. Abatsha abaningi eMzantsi Afrika baphupha ukuphumela lokushini lobe maphandleni befinyelele emadolobheni amakhulu afana leGoli, eThekwini loba eCape Town. Njengabo bonke abasakhulayo, uBongani Dlamini osedume ngegama lokuthi DJ Bongz waba lephupho lokuphumelela kwezokulibazisa uZulu. Waqala engu-DJ elokishini leNdengezi eThekwini KwaZulu-Natal. Wasuka lapho waphumelela kwamagama. Khathesi usedume emhlabeni jikelele ngomgido wakhe awubiza Gwaragwara. Ngaphambilini komgido lo omenze wabizwa Mr. Gwaragwara, ubevele sehlonishwa ngesipho sakhe sokushaya isigubhu esijabulisa abalandeli bakhe abathanda ukuzijuxuza. Enye yengoma zakhe ezimlethele udumo ngethi Thina Sobabili eyathengwa yathola isicoco se double platinum. Umdumo ka Bongz uchaza esithi House Afrobeats. DJ Bongz usefinyelela iminyaka engamathuma amabili ejabulisa abantu ngeengoma ezichisa izikhotha. Okwenze wethula amadlalade amahlanu. Namhlanje udume ngegama Mr. Gwaragwara emazweni aphesheya asemema ukuzojabulisa abantu ngomculo wakhe. Ebantwini baseMzantsi Afrika, uDJ Bongz kade waqala ukujabulisa ngemigido eyahlukene. Omunye umgido adume ngawo yivuma. Kodwa engazange ifike ezingeni leGwaragwara esisabalale umhlaba wonke.
Engasasa engavuka nje abantu kubhizi abantu bekufonela twaibo wazoyenza indaba bonke sithi indaba yayo seyinako bengisendela uRehan Sheikh emva kwalokho wonke umuntu saye zivele se-CR mbonela ubhizi Charles Tambino naye uyenzile so baningi nje abayenzayo.
Belungabuthelezi uhambo lwakhe, ubuye wabhekana lenkinga ezithize empilweni yakhe. Udlule ebunzimeni bokushawa isifo se-stroke, walahlekelwa yimali eningi, wabanjwa ngamandla ukuthengisa inkampani yakhe yomculo eMabalabala Entertainment. Laloba ebhekane lobunzima, utshengisa isibindi sokumelana lezivunguvungu, njengokusho kwenye yama-album ethi Survival of the Fittest.
Quara, quara, yeah.
UDJ Bongs uthi kudinga isibindi kunoma ubani ukushiya lapho osujwayele khona, ikakhulukazi uma ungusaziwayo ezweni lakho. Uyazibuza ukuthi ngabe bazongamukela na.
Abamuntu uyivalela, uyivalela eshopini, yabo uyivalela eshopini asizi. Abakhululeke nje baphume baye ngaphandle emazweni angaphandle, kuyenzeka le nto.
Ungamlandela uDJ Bongs kwizinkundla zokuxhumana kuTwitter @DJ_Bongs. Utholakala njalo kuInstagram @DJ_Bongs_Gwara_Gwara. Ngingunofundo Mkhize, ngimele iStudio 7, ngise Washington DC. Ngithi libe lempela viki elishukela. Cheers.
Mr. Kwara Kwara, DJ Bongs, ehamba lentokazi ya kwa Mkhize lapho unomfundo we Studio 7 na bevalage ezo suku ngohlelo Woza Friday. Selethemba le ukholisi ilege umculo ka DJ Bongs. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umgcinisihlalo webandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe namuhla phezu kodaba lokhetho. Amapolisa avimbe umbuthano wokuthandazela abahluleli kudaba lokuphikiswa kwempumela yokhetho. Udaba lolu luzathethwa mhlaka 22 kuyona le inyanga. Mthwakazi omuhle kwanele okwamanje likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.